Welcome back, Coach. We are in week four of our neuroscience series where you are learning how to build your business brain so that you can rewire your brain and take your coaching business to the next level. Because as my mentor, Betsy Crony, says, you cannot outperform your programming, meaning if you have programming in your subconscious brain that is not wired for success, you cannot just outwork that. You have to stop and rewire it because whatever your programming is the ceiling over your business. Okay. So we're talking about how to essentially expand that ceiling, break through that ceiling by building your business brain. Now, like I said, we're in week four. Last week we talked about how your brain, if you feel like sometimes like you're just stuck on these like negative thoughts in your business, or your brain's always handing you negative thoughts, that actually is not something to feel shame about, but rather to understand more deeply because your brain has a 9x negativity bias. Now, this week, we're going to talk about your RAS in your brain, your reticular activating system. Now, this is a powerful, powerful system in your brain that if you learn how to control it, if you learn how to make it work for you instead of fighting you, it can really elevate your business. So let's dive in. Hey, Coach, welcome to the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast. Are you ready to get more consistent, high-ticket clients in your online coaching business without having to go through exhausting flopped launches? Are you constantly searching for podcast episodes, looking for that key to unlocking $10,000 months in your business? Do you have big dreams of becoming debt-free, going on more family vacations, and staying home with your kids? But right now, your business isn't even breaking $2,000 a month? Hey there, I'm Cami. I'm a Christian, a wife, and a soon-to-be mom. A few years ago, before I was known for being a high-ticket sales expert for online coaches, and before I founded my program, High Ticket Powerhouse, which offers some of the best marketing and sales strategy in the coaching industry, I was just your average online coach, struggling to get by. I didn't know how to get clients, make consistent money online, or get out of the painful cycle of living paycheck to paycheck and drowning in debt. And to make matters worse, my husband and I were struggling through years of infertility and needed tens of thousands of dollars to grow our family. Oh, and on top of that, student loans and credit card debt. Needless to say, financially, we were a sinking ship. My business needed to make money. My family depended on it. That's when I discovered the art of how to close high-ticket sales. And the best part? You don't need thousands of Instagram followers or ever have to struggle through another duct-taped Instagram launch ever again. In this podcast, you'll find practical sales strategies to use in your own coaching business, biblical principles for the Christian entrepreneur, and a healthy dose of tough love. Because one thing you need to know about me, I don't sugarcoat it. My ultimate goal is to turn you into an absolute powerhouse at selling your high-ticket coaching online, so you can be a blessing to your family, a blessing to your clients, and create life-changing impact for the kingdom of heaven. So grab your Bible, your laptop, and let's get to work. Because you were made for this. All right, friends, let's start off with a little bit of an example that I'm sure each one of us to some degree could probably relate to in one way or another. Let's say that you are looking to buy a new vehicle and you decide on a Tesla, okay? Suddenly, when you're out on the road, it feels like there are Teslas everywhere, okay? And maybe it's not a Tesla for you. Maybe it's not even a car for you. Maybe you're deciding on something completely different. Maybe you're deciding on something completely different, okay? But the principles here are still the same. So you're looking to buy a new vehicle, you decide on a Tesla, you start driving around town, you know, going about your errands, going about your life, and all of a sudden you start noticing that there are Teslas everywhere. Now, the question is, are there really more Teslas on the road now than there were before you decided last week to buy a Tesla? The answer is no, okay? It's not like you decided to buy a Tesla and then immediately there were thousands of more Teslas on the road, okay?
there were likely just as many Teslas, or very, very close to the same amount of Teslas, on the road this week than there were last week prior to you making that decision. However, the difference is, the reason why you're noticing them more now is because your brain's RAS, your brain's reticular activating system, has now learned that you desire a Tesla. And so because your brain has now become aware that, hey, my human seems to be paying attention to these Teslas a lot, they seem to be very interested in one, I'm going to go ahead and scan my human's environment subconsciously, like without my human's awareness. I'm going to scan their environment and bring to their attention the Teslas that are on the road. Now, my human wasn't necessarily paying attention to Teslas a few weeks ago, so that's why they didn't notice them. But now that I know that my human is paying attention to the Teslas, I'm going to make them more aware, which is going to make it seem like there's Teslas everywhere. Okay. Now, I want to just point out here for a moment that in the world's view, this can be if somebody doesn't have an understanding of the Bible and neuroscience, how the Lord has divinely operated our brains, somebody could misunderstand this as calling something in from the universe. Oh my goodness, I've been hyper-focusing on this Tesla, and now all of a sudden I see Teslas everywhere. It must be the universe confirming to me that I need a Tesla. And that's not accurate, okay? That's not truth. And I want to say that in a very gentle way, but it's just simply not truth. What is actually happening here is your brain is working the way that the Lord designed it to. You're not calling anything in from the universe. Your brain's RAS system is making you more aware of whatever it is that you're focusing on. Now, consider for a moment what we talked about last week and how your brain has a 9x negativity bias. Okay? How might your brain's RAS, its reticular activating system, and its 9x negativity bias, how might that work together? Now, here's how that could play out. If you're hyper-focusing on the negative, because your brain does have a 9x negativity bias, what do you think that your brain's reticular activating system is going to make you aware of? More negative. That's right, okay? You can use your brain's RAS to your advantage. Whatever it is that you're focusing on, your brain will subconsciously scan your environment to bring you more of that, whether that is for the better or for the worse, okay? Now, you already have a 9x negativity bias, which means that right now, if it is left uncontrolled, you may feel like you're seeing negativity everywhere in your business because you are operating potentially from that 9x negativity bias. But if you start focusing on the positive, if you start telling your brain, hey, I want XYZ. I want to go here. I want to accomplish that. I want to move forward here. And your brain starts to pick up on that. It will quite literally scan your environment to look for opportunities to make those goals happen. Again, that is not you calling anything in from the universe. That is simply you taking captive your thoughts and working your brain to the way that the Lord designed it to. So you can become aware of opportunities that were maybe already there because the Teslas, they were already there on the road. Friend, maybe the opportunities, all the opportunities you need are already in front of you in your business. Maybe all the opportunities you need to hit 5-figure cash months next month or in the next month after that, or to close 100K this year. Maybe you don't need more opportunities. Maybe they're already there. Maybe though, you're closing your eyes to them because you are hyper-focusing on the negative and your reticular activating system is showing you more negative. Now, how wildly different that might be if you started hyper-focusing on the positive, okay? It is important for you to know that this is not going to happen naturally, okay? You naturally have the 9x negativity bias. So we must teach our brain to hyper-focus on what it is that we want, which we will be talking about here very shortly when we talk about the different ways that we can rewire our brain. So if we don't want scarcity, if we don't want to live paycheck to paycheck, if we don't want our content to be ignored, if we don't want that, but then we have to stop hyper-focusing on it. So we have to now show our brain what it is that we do want, and we can do that through the rewiring process that is coming up very, very, very soon. Okay. So stay tuned. I know I'm leaving you on a cliffhanger. I'm kind of doing that a little bit, maybe even intentionally, because I want you to come back for our last 2 weeks of this brain series. It's going to be happening the week of April 1st and the week of April 8th. We're going to be talking about not only how the Bible already told us what neuroscience is confirming, but we're also going to be discussing the three ways that you can rewire your brain so that you can make it work for you in your business instead of fighting you. Stay tuned, friends. And you know what? If you don't want more of this, if you need to understand the nitty-gritty about how to rewire your brain for success in your coaching business, then you need to apply to High Ticket Powerhouse. Okay, this is my 6-month group coaching program teaching you how to rewire your brain for success, how to attract those high-paying clients and convert those leads into paying clients so that you can be closing 5K to 10K months, and how to negotiate when those client objections come up, because they will. When you're hit with an objection like, I can't afford it, or my husband doesn't think it's a good idea, how do you handle those objections so that you can close the deal, close the sale, and get the client? All of that is taught inside of High Ticket Powerhouse, with a guarantee that if you follow the steps, you will close nearly $14,000 within 6 months. Okay, this is not a fluff program. This is unlike any other program on the market, and you need to be in it. Go down in the show notes, click the link to apply, and let's turn your business into the profit powerhouse that it was always meant to be. See you next week.
Hey, Coach. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you got exactly what you needed to hear, even if it stung a little. Every week, I am committed to showing up here on the show and bringing you not one, but two value-packed episodes to help you grow deeper in your faith, build a profitable coaching business, and become an absolute powerhouse at getting high-ticket coaching clients online. And the number one way that you can support the Bible's Babies and Business podcast is by taking 30 seconds to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and then share this show with a friend. Thank you for partnering with me to get these episodes out to as many online coaches as possible, because the world needs more powerhouse women building online coaching businesses for the kingdom of heaven. I appreciate you, I love you, and I'll see you in the next episode.